Ecclesiastes chapter 1, the words of the preacher, the son of David, who was king in Jerusalem. Now, I think that the person who wrote this book was Solomon at the end of his life when he lost his faith. You remember, the Bible says that his wives turned away his heart and he served other gods and he turned away from God, although he'd been given all that wisdom and all that wealth and a fairly long life and whatever he wanted. And yet at the end of his life, he becomes very cynical and very depressed. So this book, Ecclesiastes, is really quite unique. It's the record of a man's thoughts who'd been given everything and had turned away from God and was now going to die. And it's sort of a warning to us, because we who haven't turned away from God will always be tempted to turn away. And things might apparently go fantastic, so it seems, until you face your death. And then you're going to see the truth of what he says. So he says, "Vanity of vanities," says the preacher, "vanity of vanities. What profit does a man have of all his labor which he does under the sun?" So he concludes that everything is vanity. Well, everything isn't vanity. It's not all vain and chasing after wind. But it is if you've thrown away your relationship with God. And if you've just got on trying to enjoy yourself, at the end of it, when you realize it's game over and that life didn't really last as long as you might have thought it was going to last and it's all over before you know, you look back and you think, but it was all vain. Everything is vain. He'd worked so hard, in a sense, building cities, doing whatever he wanted. And he says it was all just a waste. One generation goes, another generation comes, but the earth remains forever. And that, by the way, means that God is not going to destroy this planet, because he promised to give it to Abraham and his children forever. The kingdom of God will last forever on this earth. The sun arises and the sun goes down. The wind goes toward the south, it turns around, goes toward the north, it spins around continually and returns again in its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, but the sea isn't full. And to the place where the rivers go, there they return again. In other words, they evaporate. The water goes up into the clouds, and then it rains, comes back in the rivers, into the sea, and back again. All things are full of weariness. Man cannot describe it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. So although Solomon is depressed, he comes out with a few truths here that you think, oh, if only I can save my money and buy that thing, then I'll be so happy. I shall have that special toy. I shall have that nice car, that nice kitchen, that amazing computer. Go on that amazing holiday to that amazing place and see those wonderful things. But the eye, he says, is not satisfied with seeing. You're always going to want to find the end of the rainbow. You think, if only I go over there, I'll find the end of the rainbow. You go over there and it's a bit further. And this is how life is like until you stop doing that and devote yourself to serving God with your whole heart, soul, and mind. That which has been is that which shall be, and that which has been done is that which shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. In other words, we're all interested in this idea of having some brand new, unique experience. But actually, it's all been seen before. Is there a thing of which it could be said, look, this is new? No, it's already been in the ages which were before. I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem, just as Solomon was. And I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. And it's a terrible work and suffering that God has given to the sons of men to be exercised with this. Well, he's being very skeptical. He's saying, I tried to work all this out by my own wisdom. Well, God had given him wisdom, and if he accepted that wisdom, then he wouldn't have spoken like this. If you try to work out the meaning of life without God in the picture and without God's wisdom, then it is indeed a very sad labor. He goes on, I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a chasing after the wind. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking can't be made up. Well, that is indeed how it is in human life. But with the power of God's Spirit in our lives, what is lacking, and we're all lacking because we're not fully like Jesus, we're not yet in the stature of the fullness of Christ, as Paul says, well, through the Spirit, that can be made up, and that which is crooked can be made straight. This is the great message of Isaiah, when we're told, make the crooked places straight. This really can happen. But he says, well, no, it can't. Under the sun, it just can't. No, in human life, it can't happen. The person who is miserable and depressed and maybe an alcoholic or addicted to something, they can't, it seems, be changed. It's only by God's power. But you see, he's looking at things now without God. He says, I communed with my own heart. I spoke to myself, saying, well, I have come to such great wealth, and I've gotten such great wisdom, more than anyone else who was before me in Jerusalem. Yes, my heart has had great experience of wisdom, because God gave him wisdom. And I gave my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. And I realized that this was also striving after the wind. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. Well, that is not the case. The more you know about God, you're not more sorrowful. And so he's had all this wonderful truth from God, and he just says, ah, it was all a waste of time. It's so sad. The hope of the kingdom, of everlasting life, and all the wisdom he was given, and which he wrote down in Proverbs, he just says, oh, no, it's all a waste of time. Well, no. And I think we're reading these depressed words because all the time when we read him saying this, we naturally are going to say, no, Solomon, no, that is not the case. So this is a warning of the mindset that you can slump into when you lose your faith. That everything loses colour, everything loses meaning. And it's there to encourage us, really, not to go the path of Solomon.